朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
这是一个很严肃的考验。
This is a very solemn test for us.
我们里面
in our inner selves, inside,
有多么败坏。
How corrupted we are.
我们对着罪恶。
Towards sins.
我们对着罪恶把一个人一生都毁掉了。
When we towards sins, that we can destroy the person's whole life.
我们在乎吗？
Do we care?
我们何等的需要圣洁的神再一次来洁净我们。
How much we need the holy and pure God to come and cleanse us once again.
在这一个充满着败坏的时代中，
In this generation that is full of corruptions,
神要让我们看见，
God wants us to see
罪恶的可怕，
the horribleness of sins.
大部分的时候，
Most of the time,
当我们读圣经，
When we read the Bible,
如果我们把我们的注意力都集中在一个一个的人物身上，
If we place all our attention on different individuals,
我们很有可能，
It's very possible for us,
我们就读错了神要表达的重点，
Then we may misread the focal point that God wants us to read.
因为神写圣经，
Because God, when he writes the Bible,
最主要不是关心哪一个人，
His main point is not to care about any particular person.
神最要我们关心的是他自己。
God wants us most to care about is himself.
但是你读撒母耳记下十三章开始，
However, when you start to read 2 Samuel chapter 13,
你会发现这里的作者他似乎跟在写圣经其他地方说不太一样。
But you will discover that seemingly this author is a little different from the rest of the Bible.
作者似乎用了很多的笔墨刻意来描写其中的每一个人物。
And seemingly the author has used a lot of ink and space to describe each individual in the Bible there.
或许作者希望我们仔细地看一看这些人。
Maybe the author wants us to read carefully each person.
整个第十三章，
The whole chapter 13
有四个主要的男人，
has four main characters men.
如果我们仔细地来看这四个男人，
And if we look at these four men carefully,
我们可以学到不少功课。
We can learn a lot of lessons from there.
第一个当然就是那个有情有肉欲却没有情感的安嫩。
The first person, of course, would be Amnon, the person who has lust, but he has no emotions or love.
He has lust without love.
Lust without love.
第二个是约拿达。
And the second one is Jonadab.
这个人是充满的计谋，但是他没有道德。
This one is full of scheme, but he has no moral.
第三个是大卫。
The third one is David.
大卫可以充满着愤怒，却没有公义。
David is full of anger, but he has no righteousness.
最后是亚沙龙。
Finally is Absalom.
亚沙龙是有仇必报。
Absalom is one who will repay all the wrong done to him.
我们现在先来看看安嫩吧。
First, now let's look at Amnon.
在第一节里面说，
In verse 1 it says,
暗嫩爱他嘛，
that Amnon fell in love with Tamar.
第二节说他因忧成病，
And the second verse it says he became frustrated to the point of illness.
如果你看字面的话，
If you just read the word superficially,
你会被欺骗。
You will be deceived.
你还以为暗嫩真的爱他吗？
And you may be misled to think that Amnon truly loves Tamar.
你要仔细地看这段圣经。
If you read this part of the Bible carefully,
你才知道完全不是那回事。
Then you will realize it's totally not the case at all.
有一些傻女孩。
And some foolish girls.
也有一些傻男孩。
And of course, there's some foolish boys as well.
傻里傻气的跟我说。
Foolishly tells me.
哦，他真的很爱我。
That he truly loves me.
我一听到就差点吐出来。
I almost throw up after I heard that.
他爱你什么？
What is it that he loves about you?
他爱你可以带给他的快感。
He loves you because you can bring pleasure to him.
他爱你是因为你可以带他一些，给他带来一些满足。
He loves you because you can bring some satisfaction to him.
你明天，哦，不要说你了，说你希望这事情不要发生在你身上。
I'm not going to say you because I hope this will not happen.
假如今天有一个美女。
Let's say today there is a beautiful girl.
跟一个男孩子在一起混
，and he's just trying to hang out with a boy.
哦，那个男孩说：“哎呀，我好爱你哦。
”And the boy tells her that he really loves her.
这个男孩可能连自己都相信。
And this boy may even believes himself.
但是只要明天那个美女的脸毁了
，and as soon as tomorrow that beautiful girl's face is destroyed.
腿断了。
Maybe her leg is broken.
请问那个男孩还爱吗
？Do you think that boy will still love this girl?
什么叫做爱
？What is love?
这里形容他嘛
？Here is describing Tamar.
说她是个处女。
And say that she is a virgin.
那她这个字有一个特别的意思的。
There's a special meaning to this word.
这个字不单单是讲到说他嘛从来没有任何的性经验。
And not only does this word describe that, Tamar never has any sexual experience before.
这个字其实还有另外一个意思是讲到说他嘛现在是一个已经成年的处女。
And this word has another meaning that is actually describing Tamar is now that she is a grown virgin.
不是一个小女孩。
She's not a young, small girl.
在暗嫩的眼中。
In the eye of Amnon.
她嘛不只是美丽。
Tamar not only is beautiful.
一个小女生，三岁的小女生很美丽啊。
A three-year-old girl could be very beautiful as well.
但是你不会对她起什么坏念头的。
But then you would not have any bad thought, wicked thoughts about her.
现在对暗嫩来说
，But now towards Amnon，
他嘛是充满着性的吸引力
，And Tamar is full of sexual attractions to him，
所以他才很麻烦呢、啊。
That's why he's now in trouble。
他很头痛啊。
He's having headaches。
圣经说难以行事啊。
That he's really not able to do any other things。
难以行什么事啊
？What is it impossible for him to do to her？
还要明讲吗
？Do you need to really state it so plainly？
我们一看就知道他心里想什么东西。
Because as soon as we read it, we know what he's thinking in his mind, in his heart.
其实暗嫩的问题啊
，Actually, Amnon's problem
就是他的荷尔蒙比他的脑神经要发达。
That is, his hormone is more developed than his brain.
这是为什么到了三到五节的时候，他需要约拿达的帮助。
That is why when we come to verses 3 to 5 that he needs Jonadab's help.
因为他自己想不出什么点子。
Because he himself is not able to come up with any plans.
所以我有时候觉得他还真比不上我们认识的一些年轻人。
And sometimes I feel that he cannot be matched up with any of the young people we know.
他想干什么事
？What does he want to do?
当他抓着他马的时候
，When he grabbed Tamar，
我们就知道他想干什么事。
We now know what he wants to do。
作者把这个悲剧
，And the author stating this tragedy，
放在这段圣经的中间
，In the middle of this Bible，
是希望我们注意这是个何等可怕的事。
It's trying for us, hoping that we will notice how terrible this is。
当我们读到第十四节
，When we read up to verse 14，
我们发现这一个真的是一个禽兽。
And we then discover that this truly is an animal。
他毁了一个女孩子。
He destroyed a girl。
很可 可恶啊。
This is a really heinous thing.
但是你们中间有谁会想象？
But any one of us here can imagine.
马上下面是第十五节。
Immediately comes to verse 15.
随后暗嫩极其恨他。
Then Amnon hated her with intense hatred.
那恨他的心比以前爱他的心更甚。
In fact, he hated her more than he had loved her.
对他说，起来出去吧。
Amnon said to her, get up and get out.
真的是翻脸比翻书还快啊。
So like he can just turn his face like he's flipping through pages.
再一次完全不顾他马的感受。
Totally, he ignored Tamar's feelings.
把他马赶出去。
Chase them out, chase her out.
这已经够坏了。
That is bad enough itself.
还把门栓上。
Actually, he bolted the door after her.
你读到这里。
When you read up to this part.
你能不能够发现。
Can you discover then?
暗嫩是一个完全不懂得爱的人。
Amnon is a person who totally does not know love.
他只有肉体的情欲。
He only has a flesh, a lust of the flesh.
因为真正的爱。
Because true love.
是尊重。
Is respect.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
所以神尊重我们。
Therefore God respects us.
神给我们自由意志。
Gives us the freedom of will.
神从来不强逼我们。
God never forces us.
我告诉你们。
Let me tell you.
你今天如果交一个男朋友。
Today, if you have a boyfriend.
交一个女朋友。
Or have a girlfriend.
他只想控制你。
That he or she only wants to control you.
他不给你半点自由。
Will not give you a little bit of freedom.
你就可以百分之百的有把握。
You can be 100% sure.
他是不爱你。
That he or she does not love you.
他只是想要利用你。
He or she just want to use you.
真正的爱
True love
是不求自己的益处
is not asking for benefits for yourself
你要关心的
if you care
是怎么样让对方得到满足
what you should care about is to the other party be satisfied
不是要利用对方满足自己
is not to use the other party to satisfy you
你怎么知道一个人是不是真的爱你
how can you tell whether a person truly loves you
有一个最关键的衡量标准
is a very critical measurement of standard.
就是他会不会帮助你
is whether he or she will help you
更多的顺服神
to submit to obey God more
更多的爱神
all the more love God more
如果一个人教你去做那些违背圣经教导的事情
if a person asks you to do things the teaching against the teaching of the Bible
他绝对不是一个爱你的人
He will absolutely not be a person who loves you.
真正的爱
True love
是渴望为他所爱的人牺牲
is to a longing to sacrifice himself or herself for the person he or she loves.
爱能够打破人与人中间的隔阂
Men, love can break down the obstacle between men.
爱能够让人间有神迹
That love can cause miracles to the world.
真正的爱能够治愈我们破碎的心灵。
True love can heal a broken spirit and broken heart.
爱是神的心。
Love is the heart of God.
是永不失败的力量。
It's a strength that will never fail.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
不要把这么宝贵的东西。
Do not treat such precious thing.
变成了廉价的谎言。
And turn it into a cheap lie.
你要知道
You have to know.
肉体的情欲
The lust of the flesh.
跟仇恨是连体婴
It's a twin of the hatred.
为什么呢
Why is it?
因为肉体的情欲是极度的自私
Because the lust of the flesh is extremely selfish.
只要对方有一点点不能够满足我们
there's just a little bit of things that the other party cannot satisfy you with
我们肯定就非常生气
and we definitely will become very angry
从生气变成愤怒
from being angry we turn it into anger and wrath
从愤怒变成恨怒
and from wrath we turn it into hatred
我有不少次机会
I have several many opportunities
看到一些年轻人。
And we saw some young people.
非常生气地说。
When they were very angry, they said.
算了。
Well, let it be.
我不要再跟他交往了。
I don't want to befriend her anymore.
我就很知道。
And then I know.
你不是真的爱她。
That you don't truly love her.
人家才说了那么一点点话。
The other party only just said a little things.
才做了那么一点点的事不合你的意。
Just did a little bit of things that's not after your own heart.
你就发这么大的脾气。
Then you've lost such a great temper.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
肉体的情欲。
The lust of the flesh.
基本上就是极度的爱自己。
Basically, it's extremely love for yourself.
现代的音乐。
And the modern music.
电影。
Movies,
漫画
and all the cartoons,
都在给我们洗脑
and it's all brainwashing us.
以为肉体的情欲就是爱
thinking that the lust of the flesh is love.
哪里知道
little did they know,
追求肉体的情欲
when you pursue the lust of the flesh,
要带来何等大的伤害和悔恨
it will bring such great damage and harm and regrets.
你们如果十三章一直读下去
If you continue to read on chapter 13,
你们就知道
you will then know,
不只是他玛的一辈子毁了
not only is Tamar's whole life is ruined,
暗嫩自己的一辈子也毁了
Amnon himself, his whole life is also ruined,
暗嫩是大卫的长子
Amnon is actually the oldest son of David,
是要接着做王位的人
he's the one who should inherit the throne,
就为着自己的情欲
But because of his own lust,
脑袋都没了
That he lost his brain, his head.
王位也没了
Lost his throne.
成为历史上的笑柄
And he became a laughing stock in history.
我们再来看第二个人。
And let's look at the second person.
约拿达。
Jonadab.
这个人。
This person.
他是暗嫩的朋友。
He's a friend of Amnon.
他是大卫的侄子。
And he's a nephew of David.
如果用现在的话来讲。
Using a modern word to describe it.
他是一个非常精明能干的人。
He's a very shrewd and capable person.
他的聪明。
His talent,
可惜没用在好地方
but is not used properly in good place.
你知道他这个人非常会察言观色
No, you know that this person, he really knows how to tell other people's reactions.
不是暗嫩去找他
It's really not Amnon seeking him out.
是他找暗嫩了
That he actually seek Amnon out.
他一看就知道暗嫩里面有故事
And as soon as he saw him, he knows that there is a story inside.
一点都跟我不一样。
Totally different from me.
火烧完了，我还不知道从哪里开始。
After the fire has burnt out, I still don't know where it started.
他这个人啊。
This person.
你火还没开始，他就知道了。
He knew even before the fire started.
他知道暗嫩不爽。
He knew that Amnon was not happy.
他马上就想办法找出来为什么不爽。
Immediately, he tried to find out why he was unhappy.
而且你注意啊。
And also pay attention.
他怎么称呼安嫩
How did he address Amnon?
大卫的儿子。
David's son.
明白吗
Do you understand?
你是王子啊。
You're a prince.
你是王子啊。
You are a prince.
怎么可以有事情让你不爽呢
How can anything cause you to be unhappy?
你有权利。
You have authority.
你应该要爽的。
You should be happy.
我最不明白的。
The most thing that I cannot understand is.
就是我认识很多年轻人。
Is I know a lot of young people.
你又不是王子。
You're not princess.
你为什么动不动还不爽
？Why are you being unhappy over every little thing?
等这个约拿达。
And when this Jonadab
搞清楚了暗嫩的问题
find out clearly what was Amnon's problem
啊，这个对他来讲
Now to him,
那真的是一块小蛋糕。
It's a small piece of cake.
太容易了。
Too easy.
马上就献上一条妙计。
Immediately he offered up a scheme.
他是一个头脑清楚。
He's one who's clear-headed.
他知道怎么把不容易的事情搞定。
He knows how to fix things that's difficult.
你要知道当时在王宫的里面
And you should know that in those days in the palace
每一个公主
Every princess
都是受到高度的保护的
Well, very highly protected
你想动是很难的
It's very difficult for you to try and get close to or touch them
但是对着约拿达而言
But to Jonadab
一碟小菜
It's just a piece of cake
没有问题。
No problem.
果然就让暗嫩。
Of course, he enables Amnon.
心想事成。
To really accomplish what he wants in his heart.
一个人呢
？A person.
有本领搞定难搞的事。
To have the ability to fix difficult things.
是不容易的。
It's not easy at all.
一个人有高明的分析能力
and for a person to have very skillful analysis, analytical skill,
特别是在情况混乱的状况下
especially under chaotic situations,
还能够对这事情的来龙去脉一眼看透
that he can just see through all the sources and the ends of it,
这是更难得的本领
and that is more difficult skill.
你如果读31节到35节
If you read verses 31 to 35
你就知道
You will know
当暗嫩被宰掉的时候
When Amnon was was killed
整个的那在皇宫里面是一团混乱
And the whole palace was being very chaotic
非常的惊慌
And they were panicking
谣言四起
Rumors were spreading
在整个王宫里面
In the whole palace,
只有一个人
There's only one person,
头脑清楚
has clear head,
非常清楚
very clear-headed,
他好像有什么内幕消息一样
And if he has some inner information,
谣言说亚沙龙把王所有的儿子都宰了
Rumors said that Absalom has killed all the sons of David,
约拿达跑去告诉大卫
Jonadab went to tell David
安慰他
to comfort him
不要怕
don't be afraid
没问题的
no problem at all
只有一个人会死
only one person would die
就是暗嫩
that is Amnon
而且他告诉他
and he told him
为什么是暗嫩要死
why is it that it's Amnon that has to die
后来事实证明
later on facts prove that
他的分析判断完全准确。
His analysis and judgment was totally accurate.
在这段圣经的里面，四个男人中间
，In this Bible, among the four men,
最聪明
，most clever,
最能干
，most capable,
最有本事
，very talented,
就是约拿达。
That is Jonadab.
但是你知不知道
？But do you know?
最危险的也是他。
He's also the most dangerous one.
安嫩是个坏蛋。
Amnon is a bad person.
但是这个坏蛋没什么大脑。
But this bad person is brainless.
除了荷尔蒙过分发达以外。
Only his hormone is too developed.
可是约拿达这个人。
But Jonadab, this person,
他可以把邪恶带到任何的地方
that he can bring wickedness to anywhere.
这是极为危险的事
This is an extremely dangerous thing.
一个聪明的人没有道德
A clever person without moral.
一个能干的人没有原则
A capable person without principle.
一个精明的人不敬畏神
A very, very clever person that does not fear God.
弟兄姐妹，让我告诉你
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you.
你要远离这种人。
You need to be far away from such people.
因为这种人会把你害得最惨。
Because this person will cause you great damage and harm.
今天教会啊。
Today in the church.
在找同工的时候
when they're looking for co-workers,
常常不懂这个道理
constantly do not understand this principle.
要找什么人呢
What kind of people are they looking for?
要找那些可以有本领把难处搞定的人
They're looking for people who's capable of resolving all difficulties.
会去找那些有分析判断能力的人。
And they're looking for people who can analyze and who can make good judgment.
却不知道。
But little did they know.
越是能干的人。
The more capable they are.
有一天闯出的纰漏就越大。
One day the problems that they will cause will be even greater.
在神的家里。
In the house of God.
一个人大有恩赐。
When a person is greatly talented.
灵命又小。
The spirit is young.
这是比一个危险的定时炸弹还可怕。
And this is a very dangerous time bomb. It's too terrible.
我们今天跟随神。
Today when we are following God.
我们要追求的。
What we need to pursue.
不是外面的能干。
Is not outside talents.
我们要追求的。
What we need to pursue.
是里面生命的丰富。
Is the inner abundance of life.
我们的时间不够讲下面。
We don't have enough time to go on.
我们就停在这里。
We'll just stop here.
但愿神用着这个故事。
May God use this part of the story.
帮助我们。
To help us.
提醒我们。
To remind us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
天父求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
让我们更多敬畏你。
That we may feel even more.
也让我们更多知道自己情欲的可怕。
That we let us all the more realize that the horribleness of our lust.
让我们做一个单单依靠你的人。
That let us be people who can just rely on you solely.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。